The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, says there is growing demand for natural oils locally and internationally and is encouraging micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises to explore the opportunities. The JBDC points out that research is being conducted on the viability of pimento oil. Coconut oil is being used more and more in the manufacturing industry, particularly in cosmetics. There is also local and international demand for castor oil. Marketing and retail manager of Things Jamaican, Janine Taylor, says although there are significant opportunities in the natural oils industry, MSMEs should be strategic in deciding what aspect of the industry to focus on. For example, farming, extraction, packaging, or retail.
We know that there are several key components that move between the farm and the retailer. And many persons, when they come in with their product ideas and business ideas, they tend to want to take on everything. There are already players out there that can assist you to get to where you want to go.
Ms. Taylor says before you consider tapping into the natural oils industry, there are several questions you need to seek answers for. What information do I need to gather? Which particular oil source am I to focus on? Which ones are the big winners? Which plant source should I focus on? The natural oils industry also presents opportunities for farmers. Ms. Taylor tells us more.
Pay attention to what the consumers are buying and see how well that feeds back into your business. We have at least 50 aromatherapy clients in JBDC that use oil as their base raw material. Start by asking them, what products are they focusing on? What ingredient is the key one? Look at how many oils they are importing and what the value of that total importation is. And then you will be able to identify just what the yields need to be at the farm level.
As it relates to the extraction and pressing aspect of the value chain, there are opportunities for engineers, scientists, and chemists to produce the best quality oil. For the manufacturing or value-added component, formulators play an important role in creating products with essential oil as raw material.
We have products in the fragrance market, products in the cosmetic market, food, agro-processing, pharmaceuticals, so we're talking about hardcore over-the-counter drugs versus prescription medication, nutraceuticals now dealing with more herbal care.
Microbusinesses that have plans to commercialize their products are urged to pay attention to what consumers want in order to determine which product or products to focus on.
When you decide which product you are going to go after to get that wealth, decide on what the consumers are looking for.
When the products are ready for the market, Ms. Taylor encourages the manufacturers to allow the distributors and sales agents to carry out that function.
But once you have decided that, yes, this is a product I'm going to manufacture, this is a product I'm going after for the wealth, look at using third parties in getting to the consumer. Try not to take on too much of the work. Let your distributors, your agents, you can use market agents if the distributor idea is too overwhelming to start with. There are existing independent market agents that can assist.
Ms. Taylor says special attention should be paid to the local and international consumer.
Oftentimes, persons pay little attention to the consumer, but we just need to focus on what the research data is telling us, what the market access opportunities are, who is the consumer, and what's our strategy as an individual entrepreneur to get our little piece of that pie.
Marketing and retail manager of Things Jamaican, Janine Taylor. Key players in the local market include factories, healthcare providers, body care providers, and food proprietors.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.